Track 4, Questions About Terrorism. On the last track, we discussed 5 questions children frequently ask about safety and security. These 5 questions were, will bombs follow my house? Who will take care of me if my parents get killed? Why don't I feel safe? Will terrorists hurt me? And do adults worry about war too? On this track, we will discuss 4 questions that children exposed to stressors created by secondary or media exposure to a terrorist attack may ask. These 5 questions that children may ask about terrorists are, what is a terrorist? Why do terrorists act so crazy? Why do terrorists pick buildings with people in them? Why do terrorists say that God is telling them to attack people? And is it okay to hate terrorists? Remember Alice and her 5-year-old daughter Megan from the last track? Alice stated, I feel more confident now in my ability to answer Megan's questions about her safety, but I'm still worried about how I answer some of the other questions she asks. When she asks about terrorists, who they are, why they do the things they do, well, that's such a complicated issue, and I barely understand it myself. How do I explain terrorists to Megan without making her more scared? What are questions she's likely to ask? I told Alice that one of the first questions Megan might ask is, clearly, what is a terrorist? I stated to Alice, one way you might describe terrorists to Megan is as a person or group of people who try to make other people feel scared. Usually, terrorists do this because they think they are right about something they believe in. They may do terrible things to bring attention to their beliefs. I also encouraged Alice to explain to Megan that terrorists are not bad people from other countries. Alice stated, there's a little boy whose family comes from Iraq in Megan's preschool. They're the nicest people you could meet, honestly. That's why it blew me away when Megan asked me if Mahmoud's family was terrorists. I suggested to Alice that she might try the families in other countries technique to help Megan draw the distinction between terrorists and the countries they come from. I stated, you might put together information from children's books and the internet that can teach Megan about Iraqi culture, especially how families show they love each other. You might even improvise some costumes. In addition, you might make some foods from that country. If Megan likes dolls or paper dolls, have her dress up some of her toys as well. This may help Megan see that terrorists are very different from most of the people from other countries they come from. A second question children who have been exposed to stressors created by secondary or media exposure to a terrorist attack might ask is, why do terrorists act so crazy? I stated to Alice, you might explain the behavior of terrorists by explaining that many terrorists do not respect other people's rights or lives. Additionally, you could tell Megan that many terrorists do not even respect their own lives. In addition to what is a terrorist and why do terrorists act so crazy, a third question children may ask about terrorists is, why do terrorists pick buildings with people in them? Alice stated, that was one of the first questions I remember Megan asking about the terrorist attacks. Why do they pick a building with people in it? I was so flustered by her question, I don't even remember what I said to her. I encouraged Alice to tell Megan that the terrorists who orchestrated the attacks on September 11, 2001, wanted to hurt as many people as possible and make everyone in America very scared. I stated, you may want to tell Megan that these terrorists wanted the whole world to pay attention to them. If Megan asks why they wanted the attention, you might tell her that one of the reasons is that the terrorists do not like that Americans are free to believe in anything they choose. To many terrorists, the only right way to believe is their own, and they feel all Americans should believe that they are right. A fourth question children who have been exposed to stressors created by secondary or media exposure to a terrorist attack might ask is it okay to hate terrorists? I stated, if Megan asks if it is okay to hate terrorists, it is important to tell her that hatred is a feeling and that it is one of the strongest feelings people have. You might tell Megan that it is important to remember that our feelings are neither right or wrong, but it is what we do with these feelings that is important. So, in that sense, it isn't wrong for her to hate terrorists for the terrible things they did, but you might want to discuss with Megan that hatred is a very ugly feeling. If all we can think about is our hatred, or if we started hating all the people from a terrorist country, our attitudes might become ugly too. I would suggest you tell Megan that it is okay to feel all of our feelings as long as we don't let the ugly feelings make us forget to be happy and have pretty feelings too. On this track, we've discussed four questions that children exposed to stressors created by secondary or media exposure to a terrorist attack may ask. These five questions that children may ask about terrorists are: what is a terrorist? Why do terrorists act so crazy? Why do terrorists pick buildings with people in them? Why do terrorists say that God is telling them to attack people? And is it okay to hate terrorists? On the next track, we will discuss four aspects of helping parents create a conversational comfort zone for children experiencing stress due to secondary or media exposure to a terrorist attack. These four aspects are the five W's: acknowledging feelings, offering concrete information, and offering ways to cope with feelings. Question 4. How might you encourage a parent to respond to a child who asks if it is okay to hate terrorists?